Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something that sits deep in jungle culture but still needs to behave like a modern production tool. We're making a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12 for old school DNB and jungle energy. Not just a novelty beep, not just a random FX toy. We want a siren that can actually work in an arrangement, shape tension, and help the drop feel bigger. Think of this sound as a DJ-friendly tension layer. It can answer the drums, punctuate the bass line, carry a breakdown, or mark a transition. In jungle especially, the dub siren is part of the language. It says something is coming. It adds pressure. It gives the track that pressurized warehouse feeling. And the key is to make it gritty and characterful without wrecking the sub or masking the break. So first, decide what job this siren has in your tune. Is it a raw intro and transition tool, or is it more of a musical motif that returns as a signature hook? For old school DNB, the safer move is usually the raw tool first. Keep it simple, rhythmic, and clear. You can always make a more melodic version later. Now open a MIDI track and load operator or wave editable. Keep the source tone simple. A sine wave gives you that pure dub feel. A saw wave gives you more bite and aggression. If you want authenticity, keep the oscillator setup clean and don't overcomplicate it. A dub siren is not supposed to sound like a giant lead synth. It's supposed to sound like an arrangement signal. Set your envelope so the attack is fast, the decay is controlled, and the sustain stays low. You want something that can stab, wail, and get out of the way. A good starting point is a very quick attack, a decay anywhere from a couple hundred milliseconds to about a second, and a short release. If the note feels too polite, don't rush into adding more effects. First, make the tone speak with pitch and timing. Now shape the pitch movement like a cue, not a synth demo. Program a short phrase, maybe one or two bars max. Keep it sparse. A strong jungle-style idea might be a long note on beat 1, a short reply on the offbeat, a higher stab near the end of the bar, then a gap. That gap matters. Silence is part of the groove here. If you're automating pitch, use a sensible range. A few semitones can be enough for a nasty little wail. You can stretch it a bit wider for a classic siren rise, but avoid endless huge sweeps unless you're clearly in breakdown territory. Why this works in DNB is simple. The siren has to leave room for the break. If it's constantly moving, it stops feeling like a cue and starts smearing into the rhythm. What to listen for here is whether the phrase feels like pressure building or just random motion. Also listen for whether it lands in a way that gives the snare space. If it's stepping on the backbeat, simplify the phrase before you process it. Now let's build the tone chain. A really solid stock device chain is EQ8 into saturator into echo or filter echo, then utility. Start with EQ8 and high pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it never fights the sub. If the top end gets too sharp, make a small cut in the upper mids, roughly around the painful 2.5 to 4.5 Hz area. Don't just keep boosting highs. Indeed NB, that gets tiring fast. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive is often enough to rough it up and make it feel more alive. Soft clip can help if the source is too clean or too pokey. After that, use echo for movement. Keep the feedback low if you want it subtle, and only push it harder when you need a transition throw. Finally, use utility to keep an eye on width. The core siren should stay pretty focused. If it starts feeling too wide or facey, narrow it back down. Another good chain is auto filter into saturator into delay into EQ8. That can give you a more old school, gritty edge. If the source is already harsh, EQ first can tame it before the rest of the chain. If it's too clean, saturate first so the filter has more harmonics to chew on. Little decisions like that make a big difference. What to listen for now is whether the siren still feels like one focused object. If it sounds like a pile of effects instead of a voice, strip it back. A strong dub siren should feel alive, aggressive, and controlled. The next move is critical. Put it against drums and bass immediately. Don't design this in solo for too long. Load your breakbeat, your kick and snare, your sub or reese, and hear what happens. This is where the sound either earns its place or gets exposed. A good siren should sit above the snare transient without masking it. It should read over the break without swallowing the ghost notes. And it should still have identity when the bass line comes in. If it disappears, try a little more mid-range presence or a touch more saturation. If it masks the drums, lower it before reaching for more EQ. This is why it works in DNB. Jungle arrangement is built from interlocking rhythmic identities. The siren is not the star in the traditional sense. It's another performer in the rhythm section. It should interact with the break, not sit on top of it. Now build two performance states. One darker, one more cutting. The dark version is your menacing state. Filter it down more aggressively, reduce the upper mids, keep the delay feedback low, and let the decay breathe a little longer. That one is perfect for breakdowns and Cree drop tension. The cutting version opens the filter back up, lets more 1 to 3 kHC through, shortens the tail and adds a bit more saturation. That version works better for drop punctuation and short fills. A really smart workflow is to duplicate the rack or resample one version and keep them other live. That way you don't force one sound to do everything. And honestly, that's a big coaching tip here. Print a dry version, a dark version, and a destroyed or delay-heavy version while you work. Then you've got options when the arrangement starts moving. Now automate it like a DJ tool, not like a sound design showcase. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars before the drop. Bring the delay feedback up only in the last bar or two. Pull the level down once the full drums hit if you want the impact to stay clean. Or mute the siren right on the drop if you want the drums to take full control. That contrast is everything. What to listen for here is whether the automation makes the section feel bigger, or just busier. Bigger is the goal. Busy is usually a warning sign. Once the phrase is working, resample it. This is where the magic starts to feel finished. Record the useful moments, trim the best hits, cut away the dead space, and maybe reverse a tail or two. A tiny slice of a delayed throw can become an amazing transition hit. A chopped siren tail can glue one section into the next. This is how you turn a single synth idea into real arrangement material. Then place it where it serves the track. In a classic jungle arrangement, you might tease it in the intro, open it in the pre-drop, pull it back on the actual drop so the kick, snare, and bass can hit clean, then bring it back later as a short reminder. On the second drop, don't just repeat the first version. Change the register, open the filter a little more, tighten the rhythm, or shorten the phrase. Even a small evolution makes the tune feel like it's progressing instead of looping. For DJ usability, that's a huge deal. A siren in the intro should help the mix and add atmosphere, not crowd the handoff between records. Leave some predictable space. Let the selector breathe. Then hit them with the pressure when it counts. Before you wrap it up, do a final check in mono, and check the balance against the snare and break. If you used stereo widening, make sure the sound doesn't collapse badly in mono. A dub siren that depends on width too much can vanish on a club system. Keep the core centered and let only the delay or reverb spread out to the sides. That keeps the punch intact. Also, watch for high mid fatigue. If it's poking too hard, don't just keep turning it up. A small dip or a touch more saturation can often fix it better than raw volume. The goal is for the siren to cut through the room while the kick, snare, and bass remain the engine. So the big takeaway is this. Build the siren as a tension tool, not a novelty synth. Keep the source simple. Shape the pitch with intention. Use EQ, saturation, filtering, delay, and automation to create a dark state and a cutting state. Resample the best moments. Then place the sound where it makes the arrangement feel alive. And if you want a quick reminder while you're working, here it is. If the siren only sounds exciting in solo, it's not done yet. The useful version is the one that still reads when the break is busy and the bass line is moving. Now go do the mini exercise. Build a 2-bar siren phrase with only stock Ableton devices. Make one dark version and one cutting version. Resample the best moment. Then drop it into an 8-bar intro and see if it actually adds pressure without crowding the drums. That's the real test. Keep it sparse. Keep it rude. Keep it mix-aware. And once it starts speaking properly in the track, you'll feel exactly why this sound has survived from dub culture into jungle and old-school DNB.